Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the BioBlitz event. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Leslie Berger, Assistant Extension Professor in the Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Aquaculture at Mississippi State University. So, Leslie, you've been conducting BioBlitz events in Mississippi for the past several years. What exactly is BioBlitz?
Amy, a BioBlitz is an event in which families and schools and scientists and others team up to find and identify plants, animals, and other organisms in an area. The bio in BioBlitz refers to biodiversity. We use that word biodiversity to refer to the diversity or the number of different kinds of living organisms that might be found in an area. More diversity in species or greater biodiversity means a stronger and healthier ecosystem. The blitz in BioBlitz refers to a short period of activity. The idea is to blitz an area for a short period of time, usually 12 to 24 hours, and see what can be found during that time. BioBlitzes are conducted all over the world, and it's a way to get people to partner together in natural science to conserve our natural biodiversity. Since there are so many BioBlitzes, there's a lot of variation in the way they are conducted, but all of them strive to get folks outside and engaged in protecting the environment.
And who should come to a BioBlitz?
Anyone who enjoys learning things about nature and spending time outdoors is certainly welcome to come. People of all ages, from young children to senior adults, will find something that they enjoy doing. We've had students involved in 4-H or FFA or other science-based clubs come, and they really benefit from learning, from working side-by-side with biologists to conduct and collect the field data. And youth groups will enjoy some of the hands-on activities that we have, and there'll be other exhibits that will be available to help teach people more. And the other exhibits that will be available at the BioBlitz locations.
And you mentioned BioBlitz locations. Is there more than one BioBlitz?
Yes. The Mississippi State College of Forest Resources and the MSU Extension Service will be partnering with other organizations to hold two BioBlitzes this year. Our partners for the 2017 BioBlitz are the Mississippi Geographic Alliance, the National Park Service, and the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science.
When and where are these BioBlitzes going to be held?
The first BioBlitz will be held on Saturday, April 1st, at the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science in Jackson. It will be held in conjunction with their annual Nature Fest, so there will be a lot of activities and exhibits for participants to enjoy. The second BioBlitz is scheduled for Saturday, April 22nd, at the Natchez Trace Parkway Visitor Center in Tupelo. This BioBlitz will be held in conjunction with their annual Wildlife Weekend. So as you can see, there will be a lot going on and a lot for everyone to enjoy.
And what kinds of activities are going to be held at each BioBlitz?
Since this is an event to document biodiversity, small groups of participants can go out with field biologists and help them find and record the animals or plants that they encounter. For example, the BioBlitzes will search for reptiles and amphibians with herpetologists. That's the name for a biologist who studies these kinds of critters. And animals that were found are going to be identified, and the data will be recorded on data sheets and also on an app called iNaturalist. We will also have some plant hikes led by field botanists who will record the native plants and trees found on the walk. The Tupelo BioBlitz will have a large number of activity stations where visitors can learn more about Mississippi's biodiversity, including bats and bears, snakes, fish, bees, and much more. And of course, in Jackson, the wonderful Natural Science Museum has a wealth of exhibits, and even more activities will be offered as part of their annual Nature Fest program.
So, are there any fees associated with the BioBlitzes, or do people need to register in advance?
No, the BioBlitzes are free to the public. The museum in Jackson does have a small access fee to get into the park, but entry into the Natchez Trace Visitor Center in Tupelo is free. There's no early registration, but we do ask if people are going to be bringing a large group, such as scouts, that they do contact us so that we can be adequately prepared.
Okay, so I understand the first BioBlitz is April 1st and the second one is April 22nd. Where can listeners go for more information about Mississippi BioBlitzes?
I encourage listeners to go to the MSU Cares website, the website for the MSU Extension Service, and search on the word BioBlitz. People can also contact the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science or the Natchez Trace Parkway, and I'm also happy to answer any questions. I can be reached at leslie.berger@msstate.edu.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Leslie Berger, Extension Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.